Welcome to the Mixed Media Audio Zine for Spring 2013. I'm DJ Frederick, and I'm going to be reading from numerous zines today. Also going to be playing some music that accompanied the zine Alphabet Soup, Volume 2. And I'll be doing some one-minute zine reviews. So I want to start out with Alphabet Soup. It's an absolutely fantastic compilation zine. It's curated by Dan Hansen and Max Robertson, and they have a website, inthejunipers.com/alphabetsoup. The zine is also available by post at Alphabet Soup, 2601 Old Quarry Road, Missoula, Montana, 59808. And I had a piece in Alphabet Soup number 2, and I'm going to read it for you today. This is called Redbox by DJ Frederick. It was the first flash of those lime green pants that caught my attention. They lit the forest trail with a color not found in nature, at least not around here, where it is said that mile-deep glaciers sculpted the hillsides eons ago. He moved methodically, yet stumbling and shambling. I was very close enough to see that he wore no coverings on his feet. They must have been bruised and calloused from scrambling over brush, but I didn't actually see his feet as they passed a few yards away. The clamor of his gait and his loud muttering had awoken me from my nap, and those lime-green pants were the first things I saw as I opened my eyes. They were tattered and waving like a herald's banner. I was magnetized. I followed. How he did not spy me is a mystery. Perhaps it was his fierce, arrow-like intent as he careened back and forth on the trail. I hung back as far as I could without losing sight of those luminous pants. Even at that distance, I could see his red beard when he turned his head to bellow some curse or other. He was speaking words, but so staccato that I could not make out the language. I'll have to assume that it was the common tongue. His stamina perplexed me. Already I was growing weary, hunting for a stream to quiet my thirst. Yet, had I stopped, I would have lost him altogether in the blurry woods. I've heard of limes, a tangy fruit, but never tasted one. Were they this color, the color that intrudes into one's vision, like something that doesn't quite belong in this world? Something like the brightest sunlit pastures in spring, but not quite that shade of green. I shook off those thoughts, but wondered, where did he find those pants? I was weary when I finally felt a hard surface beneath my feet. Soil gave way to rock, smooth rock beneath an inch of slippery detritus. I watched him catch his balance several times as he rambled onward. Wisps of wind ruffled his hair. I was growing closer, maybe 30 paces behind, and still he never glanced in my direction. Suddenly it was all too clear where he was heading. The place we do not go. A shiver arched its way through my body and circled back around. I vaguely remembered this place from when I was a child. The brick facade was clotted with vines, gaping holes where there was once some sort of barrier. Everyone from the mountain knows this ground is haunted, but he didn't care. He obviously is not from around the mountain. His pace quickened, arms stretching out, eyes, though I could not see him, probably transfixed on the object, a red monolith, the red box. Just before colliding with the monolith, he stopped, motionless. My inner voice said it was time to leave, yet I inched closer. There was a stillness, a silence, and as he lifted his hands to touch the metallic box, I could hear him weeping. That was Golden Fury by Mendelssohn from the CD that accompanies Alphabet Soup, Volume 2. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Mixed Media Audio Zine for Spring 2013. Alphabet Soup is an absolutely wonderful publication. It has poetry, prose, comics, artwork, photography, and even recipes. It's really a fantastic compilation. I'd like to share a few items from a list in Alphabet Soup number 2 called 100 Things to Snap You Out of a Funk. Take a nap. Drink more green juice. Yoga class. Give yourself a pedicure. Throw in a manicure. Go for a walk. Color your hair. Read for 30 minutes. Drink tea. Go out with friends. Write a letter to a friend. Write a letter to yourself in the future. Reorganize your closet. Give someone a massage. And spend some time in nature. Here's some more music from the CD that accompanies Alphabet Soup number 2. It's called Dance in a Dream After Eating Tuna Salad by the Red Ball Orchestra. Thank you. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Mixed Media Audio Zine for Spring 2013. Another publication that I cannot say enough good things about is Psionic Plastic Joy, which is published by Jason Rogers. I'm going to read a little bit of his introduction to the Fall 2002 issue, which is issue 17 of Psionic Plastic Joy. Introduction, Further Notes on Technology, by Jason Rogers. There have been a number of reactions to my stance against technology in general, and the internet in particular. These have often been positive, with many stating that they also feel alienated and controlled by technology. There were a few negative responses as well. One person even became angered by my editorial and wrote a 2-page rant in her zine, in which she refused to even name me and referred to me only as a conspiracy theorist. Well, let me straighten out my tinfoil hat and set a few things straight. I do not believe that the internet is evil. I don't believe in the concept of good and evil. When I speak about the problems I see with the internet, I'm arguing that the technology is not neutral, that it influences how it is used. Technology reproduces the ideology of the totality. If my language moves toward topics such as the degradation of human traits, it does so in a sense more like Nietzsche meant it. This brings me to the concept that the internet is just a tool. Well, certainly the internet is a tool, but tools are also not neutral. Tools are a product of the culture in which they develop. They are socially constructed. Tools reflect the values of the culture. Cultures with different values sets create profoundly different tools. A person does not merely use a tool, the tool uses them. The object changes a person as they use it, allowing them to do certain things and eliminates the need to do others. The capability to do these eliminated activities is eventually lost over time. If we don't use it, we lose it, as the cliche goes. That's just the beginning of the introduction to Psionic Plastic Joy, Issue 17, written by Jason Rogers. You can contact Jason at P.O. Box 62, Lawrence, Mass. 01842. Do. Music by Odd Owl that was called The Way Home. I'd like to read a short poem from Psionic Plastic Joy number 17. This is titled 101 by Neil Wilgus. You talk about horror, you who walk in the walls, you who joke about skeletons in graveyards, you fear the moon and witches, you blow the candle out. But you fail to see the horror right before your eyes, the blank faces peering into bright screens that rob away minds and create false friends out of electrons and psychobabble. Oh, the horror! Not of vampire or zombie. Let the monsters sleep, but pay attention to the horror we're bringing on ourselves, the March of the Dead that started so long ago. Okay, it's time for some one-minute zine reviews on the Mixed Media Audio Zine. This is DJ Frederick. I'd like to talk about Kerbloom number 99. I don't subscribe to Kerbloom, but every time I buy a miscellaneous issue, I thoroughly enjoy reading the zine. Kerbloom issue number 99 is gorgeous in its presentation. Gold and silver lettering, set against a chocolate brown cover, with gold and green ink typeface within. Kerbloom 99 is an essay from Art News about celebrating Fellowship Day, December 25th, from The Lord of the Rings, and a meditation on the connections that have heart, meaning, and courage in our lives. It's wonderful to see that people are creating new traditions inspired by The Lord of the Rings, and that Tolkien's spirit lives on, not just in big budget films. Kerbloom is $3.50 from Art News, 1200 Boyle Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15212. I'd like to review another wonderful zine called Self-Care for Zinesters. You might think we should all know this stuff by now. We're all adults, right? Some of us are rocketing toward our senior years, even. But self-care is, in my opinion, frequently overlooked and underpracticed in our crazy post-millennial lives. Whether you are a zinester or not, it's a good idea to check out the slow lane once in a while. So Miranda's Self-Care for Zeniers shares concrete, practical advice for touring zinesters and stay-at-home zinesters like me. This is advice gleaned from lived experience, and it's like hearing from an old friend who shares their wisdom with you. And there's also some advice for first-time zinesters, some thoughts about writing for friendship, and much more. It's a very compelling zine. And you can write to Miranda Elizabeth at P.O. Box 1689, Guelph, Ontario, N1H6Z9 in Canada. And I would send $3 for zinesters. Yep, that's been a one-minute zine review. Okay, I'm going to close out this edition of Mixed Media Audio Zine with another tune by Odd Owl. It's called Some People Are Spaceships. Remember, paper lives. Thanks for listening.
It's not gonna make it. Spaceship, if only you would get the message.